Once upon a time, way back in the long ago 1970s, we thought we could do something about the corrupting influence of special interest money in our gubernatorial elections. So here's what happened. The Michigan legislature passed a bill that established public financing of races for governor. Here's how it was supposed to work. Taxpayers have the option of checking a little box on their Michigan income tax returns. If they do, $3 of what they owe go into the state campaign fund. Candidates running for governor can then get matching funds of up to $1 million in the primary and a little more than $1 million in the general election under one condition. They have to promise to spend less than $2 million in the primary and no more than $2 million in the general election. That was, in fact, a reasonable sum for a statewide campaign for governor back in 1975, when I was still wearing earth shoes and computers were something that filled buildings and spat out punch cards. Politics has long since become more expensive. For years, candidates for governor have turned down the state campaign money for the general election to give themselves the freedom to raise and spend much more. 4 years ago, for example, Jennifer Granholm's campaign spent nearly $16 million. Dick DeVos spent more than $42 million just to lose. Neither party had a contested primary that year. This year, the governorship is completely open. The candidates who win their party's nominations are expected to again turn down general election funding, but many of the lesser-known or less rich candidates are expected to seek it for the primary campaign. But a potential scandal is brewing. There may not be enough money in the kitty because the legislature stole it. Well, stealing may be a bit harsh, but they took it, raided the fund. This happened during the 2007 fiscal crisis. The lawmakers needed to balance the budget and didn't have the guts to raise revenue, so they quietly plundered a number of funds that were supposed to be restricted. These included money that was supposed to be for the Sioux Locks, for helping create jobs, and yes, from the state campaign fund. The lawmakers took most of what was there and threw it in the state budget deficit hole. Good government types complained at the time and talked about a possible class action lawsuit, but nothing came of it. Meanwhile, fewer and fewer citizens are choosing to designate the $3 from their tax returns, presumably because they're turned off by politics. Less than 10% do so nowadays. Consequently, there's a real threat that the fund will run dry this year. A highly placed source told me yesterday that as many as 7 candidates may seek matching funds for the August primary, but there may be no more than a total of $2 million available. This is sort of shameful. The legislature could easily fix this, but nobody's pushing them to do so. Instead, we're essentially once again limiting campaigns to the very rich and those controlled by special interests. So, if we're all comfortable with that, we should just stop pretending and say so. Otherwise, we ought to fix things fast.